Welcome to the Unleaded Logic Podcast. Welcome to the second episode of the Unleaded Logic Podcast. I am Mike Mertis, and I have been a busy boy because this weekend in Northern Illinois has been a cold one. It's been a snowy one. And geez, this week has just been loaded with snow. Almost every other day, I swear, I've been turning out the snowblower, going up and down the driveway, shoveling snow off the deck, the front porch, you name it, snow is there. And I can tell you for sure that I am sick of winter. But enough of that. Let's get away from the cold season that is winter and talk about the success of the podcast so far. You know, I received a ton of great feedback on the first episode. A lot of you saying you dig the fact that I played a few of my tracks on there, as well as the fact that you dug the DJ mix, and that some of you actually took the time to go seek me out on SoundCloud afterwards and download the full high-quality DJ mix that was available for that. So thank you for doing that. The good news is that the first episode of the podcast and this one and future episodes are now available on iTunes as well as Google Play. So here's the deal. If you use either of those services, look up the Unleaded Logic Podcast and you'll be able to add it to your feed. Anytime a new episode comes out, you can add it for free and you'll be ready to go. Now, there is one little condition that I'm telling you this tip for, and that is if you do that, please take the time to leave us a 5-star review. Leave some comments if you want, but if anything, give us those 5 stars because it will really help boost our rankings as well as our visibility across all these different podcast networks. And that is certainly something I want to keep on doing. So thank you to all of those who have subscribed so far. I'm very pleased with how the first episode turned out, and I am happy to report that we're going to keep on doing this as long as people are interested. So what do we have on the news of the Neon Noir? Not too much, other than the fact that the soundtrack is selling well. And for kind of every 10 to 50 copies of it that I'm selling, I'm doing anywhere between 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 free copies of the digital album itself. So keep an eye out on the Unleaded Logic Facebook page as well as my Twitter account, because anytime I hit those marks, I release some promo codes to download the full album. And that's going very well too, because the exposure for that is branching people out. I get all these reports from Bandcamp that say, hey, this person bought this track because they found it through this person's profile, which is really awesome. No news on iTunes or any of the other digital distribution yet for the Neon Noir Volume 1. Unfortunately, I've been kind of lax on getting back to that. I have some contractual stuff that I need to finish up for that to make that happen. I've just been really busy with things and haven't had that done. So we're looking at probably late February for the release of the Neon Noir Volume 1 on iTunes. Google Play and all that stuff. So if you need it, if you got to hear it, you got to go to Bandcamp. And let me tell you, that's the best way to do that because it supports the Neon Noir project as a whole. So let's talk about what we have in the can here for the second episode. We have a track I'm going to be playing for you by Calm Trues, as well as our very first guest DJ mix. And this mix is coming to you from DJ Rick Anthony, a longtime friend, longtime collaborator of myself, Unleaded Logic, Gamer Logic, you name it. He was more than willing to provide a guest DJ mix for us, and I am excited to hear it. That's right, as of recording this, I haven't heard it, so I'm going to hear it the first time you're hearing it, essentially. So looking forward to that. Just got a quick glance at the track list here, and it sounds like there are some very exciting stuff that's really going to get you moving, especially if you're trapped in the car and you need to get some positive energy going to you. So look forward to that. And with that, let's talk about Calm Trues. You know, I've really been off and on into the whole synthwave thing, probably the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, but these last 2 years, maybe last year and a half, I've really been actively pursuing it, obviously producing it, and listening to other artists. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Comtruz's stuff. The best way I can really describe it, at least anything before his 2017 album, is a lot of good ideas, but they just don't really gel together well. I don't know. There's something about it. There's a lot of unique, neat sounds that he produces in his songs, but it just doesn't have a really good flow to it. So I decided to check out his current album, Iteration, that came out last year. And really, honestly, this was the first full Comtruz album that I checked out, and this one I am actually very, very, very impressed with. And after going through this one, I decided to go back and check out his other albums, and honestly, just not up to something I really enjoy. But Iteration, great album. I think he really kind of got the flow of ideas and sounds that he needed to combine to really make some great songs. And we're going to play one of those tracks off that album now, and this is Memory. Comtruz really takes all his ideas he's had from previous tracks and kind of reorganize them and set them up in a way that now melodically makes sense. It's got this really funky bass line, this really nice drum track to it. It's just a great track overall, and it's definitely my favorite on the whole album. So without further ado, let's check out Comtruz's Memory. Thank you. That was Memory by Comtruse. Man, I can play that track on repeat over and over again, along with that entire 2017 album. You can get that release on a variety of formats, CD, vinyl, and of course, digital. It is out there. And man, I just wish I could get into his older stuff, but I just can't do it. What about you guys? Is this the first time you've heard Comtruse? Are you going to go check out this album iteration now that you've heard it on the Unleaded Logic podcast? Are you a fan of his older stuff? Hit me up. Let me know. You can let me know stuff like that over on our Facebook page, on the Unleaded Logic Facebook page, as well as unleadedlogic.com. And you can also yell at me at Twitter. I give you guys all those links at the very end of the podcast. So stay tuned for that if you have things to yell at me about. But now it is time to move on to the DJ mix of the show. And this month's DJ mix I mentioned is a guest DJ. I'll be back on the decks for the next episode. But tonight, it is all about DJ Rick Anthony, and he is bringing us some banging tunes. Got a lot of great stuff, it looks like, on the track list here, and some of these artists I have never heard of. And that's what it's all about, folks. You get guest DJs, you go listen to DJs, and hear some stuff you've never heard before, and it makes your mind melt off the amazing beats, the melodies, the bass line. And Rick Anthony, man, has been a friend of mine for years. First met him in high school. We grew up together. We've had a mutual love of electronic music, as well as tons of genres of music throughout the years. And it's great to see that he is out DJing now. Basically have to thank him for actually getting back into DJing, period. He brought over his Pioneer set, and I fell in love with DJing all over again. It was like this warm, nostalgic thing just came over me playing it and getting back into beat matching and melodic mixing, all that stuff. So I really have to thank him for doing that. And he has always put together some great mix, so I am very proud to have him on the show tonight. So here we go. We have DJ Rick Anthony on the decks with this month's guest DJ mix, and he's starting by bringing Sexy back. I'm bringing Sexy back.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, let's try something different. so loud, but flow.
This month's guest DJ mix from DJ Rick Anthony. What a tremendous set with some great transitions, some great tunes. And if you're curious on where you can hear more of his DJ mixes, you can do so by going to mixcloud.com/Rick-Anthony. That's mixcloud.com/Rick-Anthony. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're driving or you're walking and you're like, dude, I'm not going to remember these URL, all these links to check out. Well, that's okay, because in the show notes, I always put the links on where to check this stuff out at. So again, that's mixcloud.com/Rick-Anthony. You can check that out on the show notes and be sure to check out some of his other DJ mixes. So if you do, be sure to follow him, leave feedback, share, spread the word, people, because that is what this music is all about. Big thanks again to DJ Rick Anthony for that tremendous DJ set. All right, folks, we're getting the cue to wrap this bad boy up. So thanks again for listening to the second episode of the Unleaded Logic podcast. Thanks for listening. I always appreciate it. Where can you find Unleaded Logic? You can find it all over the damn place. But the internet is obviously the most critical place to find me at. And you can hit our website at www.unleadedlogic.com. You can get me at Twitter by going to @the_gamer_logic for my Twitter handle. You can yell at me there. You can also get me on Facebook, facebook.com/unleadedlogic. You can check out our SoundCloud page by going to soundcloud.com/unleadedlogic. And again, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play. So if you listen, if you share, please take the time to leave a rating. You have no idea how much it helps a podcast when you do that. Thanks again to Rick Anthony for providing a guest DJ mix. And again, thanks to all you for listening. I'm Mike Mertis, Unleaded Logic. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Take it easy, folks.